Dire, and the wayward, displacing. Camden Catacombs, Friday afternoon. Ghosts, you know, the wayward says. Sounds stoned because he is. During this quiet time, with most of the setup done, but the drop still hours away. Wants to connect, he hears Dire say. Right? Me too, Way says, prodding his tablet. He's testing the camera grid, the web of stick'em cams and micro-drones that he uses to monitor the groove. The sights and sounds might be nano-created illusions inside the dancers' heads, but the way they move, their reaction to the stream and to each other, all that feeds back into the rhythm of the wayward's images and Mrs. John Dee's beats, which stream back into the crowd until the whole system, sight and sound and moving bodies, all strung together by Dire's nano, drops into yet a higher sink. Higher and higher, Way says, and then spooky. Because the cameras are glitching, flashes of images from elsewhere, bits of broadcast, a listing overloaded boat, a red-faced crowd in Parliament Square, snips of skewed text, feeds from street drones, what looks like Shimago, Dee, and Dire standing in a sea of crawling people. But that doesn't make sense, because Dyer's here, somewhere. Saw her just now, Way thinks. Or was that in the camera feed? Over by the wall, he hears Dire say. Right, Way says. The spooky wall. Spooky in the way that wall had developed, like a photographic print, the image emerging point by point, line by line, out of the blank brick, a series of random acts teasing pattern, purpose. He'd been taking snapshots of it over the last week, a time lapse to work into the performance stream tonight, layered over the real wall. Layers of reality. That's the higher in higher works, Way thinks. The wall is not quite ready, he hears Dire say. Ready for a close-up, Way says. Gotta get some close-up textures for the video stream. He gets up and wobbles across the bricks to the far side of the warehouse. A flock of micro-drones spiral over his head like an exclamation point. Even though it's underground, the warehouse has headroom. Iron beams hold brick vaults 40 feet overhead. Over my head, Way says, head tilted up to look up at the wall. A diagonal splash of paint and paper runs from the floor almost up to the ceiling. Last week, Mrs. John Dee chased a spray can-armed drone around the warehouse with a broom. The rest of them doubled over laughing, though Dire pointed out it was hardly their place to complain. They didn't belong there either. No one did. Every place belongs to no one, he hears Dire say. Just moving through, Way agrees. He takes a snapshot, a poster pasted over the uneven brick, realizes it's an ad for an anti-migrant protest, tears the poster down, leaving a jagged edge that reads, Migrant Pro, and takes a photo of that instead. That's us, Dire. Migrant Pros, he says. Refugee Act, he hears Dire say. Yeah, I mean refugees. What did you say the other day? Everyone on the move is running from something and running to something. Just the flow, yeah? I ever play you the wayward? The music, I mean? Harry Parch. He was a hobo. Like you, now I think of it. He had degrees, research grants, just like you. Just like you, he left it behind to ride the rails in the Depression. The first one, I mean. The black and white one. Left the mainstream behind after that. Made his own musical instruments, his own scales, his own kind of performances. Just like us. Wei scoops a glittery blob of something off the brick, looks for a spot, finally peels up a sticker and re-sticks it a foot higher, smears the blob in its place. Anyway, seemed like a good name to take on, yeah? Wayward. Like, where I'm headed is the way itself. That thought makes him want to take another hit, but he doesn't know where the spliff has gone. Can't actually remember rolling one. But man, he's rolling on something. He reaches up on tiptoes to peel away the bottom half of another poster. He was from Oakland, like you too, Dyer. Harry Parch was. But he grew up down near me in L.A. Man, I miss that place sometimes. Not the bits where I was sleeping on the beach and eating out of, well, you know. But hey, all this. Wei waves vaguely at the wall, squints, pulls a piece of gum from down around his knees and sticks it at eye level. I mean, higher works, you guys. Like you always say, worth running to, even if I started with the running from. The future is displacement, he hears Dyer say. Right on. Higher works, displacing the future. Which doesn't sound quite right. He pulls a Stickum camera out of his pocket, flies it across the surface of the wall, saying, displace, displace, displace. But the word doesn't sound any more right with repetition. He lands the camera on a brick just a few feet above the floor and pointing down. Dis. Place. He says, hey, Dyer, get it? But Dyer isn't here at all. She's over there, coming in from the tunnels with Shimago and Mrs. John D, lugging what has got to be Shimago's new rocket. Huh? The wayward says. Hey, Wei, Dyer says. Everything ready? He looks up at the wall. Yeah, he says. 2042-05-18 T 16:29:00 plus 1 hour plus 51.541709 minus 0.147667 Contact Target Unconfirmed Leanna Vance Priority AA APH2035.Z980023 Supporting evidence, IP violations, see note. Note. Evidence, intent to distribute unlicensed NNDA. See attached image archive. Attachment. Personal message. I know you are thinking I'm gonna be working off your loan forever, but think again. Looks like I'll wrap this up my first day. This higher works group with Vance and Pupunu planning some sort of rave tonight. I got a pic of the flyer. It has a map with an X marks the spot. Apparently, they literally spray the nano over the audience. All I gotta do is show up with a scanner and a camera and a pair of cuffs. Kisses. Joe. Attachment. Image. 1. Click to view. Dyer, queuing. Camden Catacombs, Friday evening. Dyer tucks up her knees as the Wayward and Mrs. John D. shove the last couple of cardboard boxes into place. She's under the plastic folding table they use as a workbench. With the brick of the catacomb wall behind her, the humming micro-assembler to the right, and the boxes sealing off the other two sides. It doesn't actually have to be dark and quiet for neural Q-test, but it makes the measurements more accurate. Anyway, it's part of the higher works ritual, and not just for her. When Dyer emerges from her cave and declares the readings auspicious, that's the cue for the entire group that the drop is on. She tugs the sensor band snug across her temples, pairs it with her tablet, starts up the diagnostic logging. Temporal, frontal, occipital, parietal activity. Thinking about the Wayward's parental nest. Blinks her corneas clear so the infrared camera in the tablet can track eye movement, pupil dilation. Earbuds on, D's test mix streaming. Network up. Dyer swipes the screen off. Sits in the dark for a minute. Clear my head, she thinks. But she's still seeing after images. Black on black. Shadowed eyes and thundercloud hair. Her impossible woman. Dyer sighs. Finds the business end of the inhaler. The nano swirls into her lungs. The smell of apple blossoms and a tart, bubbly sensation like champagne. And then, nothing. Which is the first test passed. If the nano triggers without the cue, then it's not an opt-in. And suddenly, HireWorks goes from a concern for immigration and the IP lawyers to one for narcotics, or, a very worst case, the anti-terrorist nut jobs. She fishes a map from her pocket, finds the sealed edge with her thumb, and pulls it open. There's a spark as the ink reacts, and then the image inside shimmers to life. This is the first time she's actually seen the cue as an image. Up until this moment, it's just been data. For the last couple of years, they've been getting the cues from a friend of the Wayward up in Kingsbury, an ancient Irish curmudgeon of a painter who comes to the parties, even though he's the one person in the world for whom the nano won't trigger. There's a window of just a few hours as the nano settles into the brain for the cue to come. Window, 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 Dyer thinks as the nano wakes up. The cue is suddenly a window. The printed image, a world seen through it. Two characters on a high-domed roof, looking out over the streets of a city sketched in strokes and squares. Could be London, but strange shapes hang in the air above. And behind the two watchers, a raven watches them like memory, 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 as the audio kicks in, layered all down the auditory path from her implanted buds to her cochlear nerves to her auditory cortex, an ocean of sound swept by deep currents. The image flickers and fades as the inks burn out, but streaks of blue and silver ghost, ghost, ghost across her vision like echoes. During the gig tonight, the Wayward will be nudging those echoes via the network, riffing on the images like visual jazz, tracking Dee's beats, the two of them playing off each other, playing the crowd become one like sex, like the crowd in The Crossing when the cameras blew, made one motion, 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 by a hypersensitivity that transcends identity, triggered not by lust or fear, but by design, by a higher working, working, working. Which is the second test passed. The nano is certainly working. Dyer taps the tablet on, swipes the network off, colors fading as the screen light fills her little box nest under the table. She scrolls through the data, diagnostic software already parsing the logs into graphs, points spreading across the screen and into the air around her, like stars falling, like light on water, like what had the wayward said this morning? You go all scattered, scattered, scattered. Dyer shuts her eyes. Shh. The test is over. The network's down, she thinks. Go to sleep, little Nano. Scattered, a voice ghost whispers in her ear. Awake. I am awake, Dyer says, shivers all down her back. She keeps her eyes shut, not sure that she wants to see that sharp, fragile face and those shadowed eyes this close, this intimate. No. No, not me? Or no, not awake? Dyer asks. And then, you know what? Just bugger off. I've got stuff to do. Anyway, you're just urban legend. From the ocean of sound come sudden shifting layers of voices. Urban, defined not by geography, demographics, or culture, but by a certain threshold of connectivity. Legend, not as fabricated history, but as fabricated, comma, history, as the key to a map. The voices all sync up on that last sharp word, and then complete silence, but with that hypersensitivity from the Nano, lust, fear, Dyer can feel that impossible face just a finger's width from hers. What do you want? Dyer asks. Silence. But a flickering, or the memory of a flickering, glitching pixels, and the words, mutual self-repair. I left Leanna Vance behind, halfway around the world and a decade gone, Dyer snarls. What do you want from me? She opens her eyes, but it's dark. The tablet screen's gone to sleep again. Her own voice says, we live here our whole lives. The feeling of lips on hers, the scent of bougainvillea and circuits burning, the taste of champagne. 2042-05-18 T, 18:33 and 22 seconds, plus 1 hour. Plus 51.541522, minus 0.147123. Contact. Target, unconfirmed, Leanna Vance. Priority, AA. APH2035. Point Z980023, ongoing. Attachment, personal message. I got a lead on an American expat supposed to have the scoop on the user community. Better start picking out some new bounties for me. And while you're at it, get my visa extended. I'm beginning to dig this old smell, these old ghosts. Got no immediate plan for going back to the States. Yeah, yeah, I can hear you grumbling from here, but I am worth it. I am a bounty-collecting ninja. And the proof is Vance is going down, down, down tonight. Kisses, Joe. Dyer and Shimago, queuing. Stables Market. Friday evening. Dyer is in line at the kebab stand for Mrs. John D's shawarma, and someone is too close behind her. A caress of convection currents, a static tickle. Shimago back with the curry, Dyer thinks. Blue tats and glow star girl from this morning, ready for another pint. The staring, pimple-faced punkling still hot to mash it. A yellow-hooded bounty hunter with a takedown notice ready to tag and drag her back to California. Anyone, Dyer thinks as she turns. Please, anyone but the shadowed thundercloud shape that is, Nano or not, the ghost of Leanna Vance. It's Cal's friend, Z of the twig fingers and anime eyes. Dyer says, Lily, yeah? All right? But those fingers are shaking. Those eyes even wider than Dyer remembered. Lily gulps a breath. Another manages to gasp, Cal. Ah, damn it, Dyer says. UKIS? Lily's confused alarm is baffling until Dyer realizes Z might not be a user. The immigration services? Dyer says, miming a beret. Lily shakes Zer head, mimes a hood instead. A yank, Z says. Some hard sket with a taser. In a lilting East End Jamaican accent. Hard as can be in a yellow hoodie, which ain't. Cal says, go tell Dyer, so I go. Went down there. Z points at the floor. The catacombs run under the market, then points up. But they say you up here. Shit, Dyer says. Where are they? Cal and the hoodie woman. We'll grab Shimago and go find them. Allow that, Lily says. Cal can take care of herself. She tell me to tell you this yank asking about Hireworks, asking about Dyer. Sounds like the sket bringing a beef your way. I run here to warn you. Mans didn't build this body for running, innit? Z shakes her head, tugs the lace around Zer's sleeve straight. Someone bringing a beef to Hireworks? Shimago asks, walking up with takeaway bags in each hand. Let them. They will discover that we are. He swings the bags like nunchuck, leans in for effect. Vegetarian. Lily blinks, a remarkable effect with those huge eyes. Swings a long, tapered thumb at the kebab stand. Got some bad news, then, about the shawarma. Arms. The shawarma is for Mrs. John D., and she is, as she reminded me this afternoon, from London. Safe, Lily says, satisfied, and starts in on the frills around her collar. You sure Cal doesn't need help with this woman with the taser? Dyer asks. The street's crazy today, with the anti-migrant rally, those users pulled out of the river, and that's just the start of the weird. Cal bear fine. Just getting the tourists lost round the wrong ends so I could find you. Won't take long, with the sket limping like that. This American has a limp? Shimago asks. Does now, innit? Lily says, pulls up Zer long frilly skirts to show the wicked points of Zer Mary Jane's. Admirable, Shimago says. Dyer, the problems of the day are now behind you, and surely moving too slow to catch you up, thanks to... Lily? Shimago, Dyer says, and pays for the shawarma. That only works if I'm moving at all, and all day I've felt like I'm suspended. Girl, way Cal tells it, your mind running all the time. This is true, Shimago says. Straight out of my head, Dyer says, which is the point, actually. Shimago, that ghost nano thing. Ghost nano is real, Dyer says. Meaning nanites that don't decay, that self-repair, that can connect between brains without a network node. Shimago frowns dubiously. Dyer, even Alfred couldn't, They did. I did. That's what my lab was doing. That was the project I couldn't talk about. Military contracts, whole squads linked empathically, using each other's eyes, ears, brains. Then the crash happened and... Jesus, I never told anyone this. The truth is, even though we were running from everything we'd known, part of me was glad that project went down with everything else. But now I'm not sure. Now I think maybe something leaked out, and it's looking for me. In the patient tone he reserves for the Wayward's most unlikely theories, Shimago says, persistent or not, I find it unlikely that Nano could create a complex enough network for consciousness to emerge. I'm not talking AI. I'm talking about a pathway for consciousness to travel. Mental migrants. Dyer's accent was slipping. She looked around at the crowd in the market. London in its motley 2,000 years of migration. Camden in its shoddy sham glam, even more of a refuge because no one pretended to be who they seemed. Literally out of your head. In a strange body? Shimago asks. Don't knock it till you try it, Arms. Lily replies. 2042-05-18 T 19:31:53 plus 1 hour. Plus 51.539044 minus 0.135225. Contact. Target. Unconfirmed. Leanna Vance. Priority AA. APH 2035.Z980023. Ongoing. Attachment. Personal message. We got any dirt on an American in London going by Cal? That's the expat I mentioned before. Pics attached, but it was dark. She and her bitch of a whatever friend just got in my face big time. Effing typical. She comes here from the States, but here I am just trying to get a effing handhold so I can stay, and she don't like my attitude. I'll show her attitude. I'm bringing the taser tonight. Don't care if the treaty allows it or not. I'm done fooling around. Kisses, Joe. Attachment. Images. 3. Click to open. Dyer, Shimago, the Wayward, and Mrs. John D. The Drop. Camden Catacombs. Friday night. Dyer knows the drop is coming, but that makes no difference. A skittering cicada orchestra over the drums, cut by a crackle like a cord unplugged. Jagged blue lines like the afterimage of lightning. And there they hang in darkness. Silence. 400 indrawn breaths. 400 hearts hitting the beat together. Dyer watches Mrs. John D. and the Wayward watch each other in the glow of their tablets, pushing the brake as long as they can. With the heightened sensitivity of the nanosync, Dyer can hear all 400 heartbeats counted out, can feel the muscles burning to take a breath, can smell the sink start to fray and curl at the edges. Circuits burning, Dyer remembers. And just as their suspended state teeters on the edge of impossibility, she sees the upbeat like a spark between D and Way, and then the drop like the thunder arriving. Crashing drums, shimmering gamelan gongs, a thick golden glow like a flood of honey. 400 breaths released, and through it all, The base, a presence as physical as the brick and iron of the catacombs, as the bodies of the dancers. Shimago has his blimp on a slow loop, real spotlights roving through the wayward's illusory glow, which has drifted a neon red, broken by slashes like kanji. Dyer sees the bandwidth bump on her monitors as he releases another batch of nano from the blimp's dispensers. Dyer's own work is mostly done by the time the dancing starts. She keeps an eye on the network, makes sure the biometrics feedback gets to Dee and Wei, checks in with the security crew, makes sure no one hacks the donation points. They lost an entire evening's take that way in Amsterdam. But now, right now, Higher Works drops into the flow, and Dyer dives in after it, ecstatic. The Wayward has lowered his micro drones into the crowd, is layering their video streams into the flow. Surveillance drones popping, Dyer remembers. The sensation of being everywhere in the crowd at once, her own face in the distance, Shimago and Dee side by side, underlit by tablet light. A view over her own shoulder, but echoed. Wei is delaying the stream by 1, 2, 3 beats, the crowd tripled by ghosts of itself. The blimp drifting life-sized in close-up, the dancers below like a cityscape of rooftop eyes and antennae arms, Lily's unmistakable eyes. Dyer herself again, dancing, head high, eyes blinked black to match skin and leather. And there in the feed behind Dyer is a woman in a yellow hoodie pulled low, a carbon gleam in each hand, and behind her is a shape all in black, like a hole in the dancer's hair flown out like a storm coming. Dyer turns, and turns again in the flow, and again, and again. But the yellow hoodie and her impossible woman are gone, a trick of the Wayward's echoing video stream. That feed is already shifting, a strobe staccato of images off the news, protesters packed like dancers, coiled razor wire, a line of walkers in an infinite tunnel. Mrs. John Dee layers in a beat sped to seizure pitch, a sticky, sucking, backward bass. Dyer can feel another drop coming. She looks back through swaying silhouettes at Wei, Dee, Shimago, sitting almost perfectly still at the heart of the flow. But that flow is pulling her the other way. Under the blimp striding over the crowd on spotlight legs, the scent of apple blossoms, Dyer remembers. Through a swirl of shimmying Brazilians, past Cal and Lily, spinning tidally locked face to face, eyes to eyes, by a bioluminescent blur in day-glow Doc Martens, into a clumped conversation in a chorus of accents, and out. The flow is still rising, but there's no way forward. Dyer's hit the far wall. It's dark there at the edge, and the Higher Works stream is a migraine aurora of color, an earthquake rumble. Dyer feels her way along the wall. Brick, stone, iron, concrete, peeled paper, gluey tape, slick paint. A sick canvas, Dyer remembers, and knows where she is now. A little lump of gum on the wall, the sense of something too close to her head, and as she ducks, the dry, fragile feel of carbon against her palm. The brake hits. 400 bodies stop in sync. Darkness. Silence. It's one of the Wayward Stickum cameras under her fingers, stuck low and facing down toward the floor, lit by a flat white light from over her head. Leanna Vance, a voice says from behind that light. Dyer says, Leanna Vance is a ghost. She turns, slides herself up against the wall. The woman in the yellow hoodie is standing there, hood up, but close enough that Dyer can see the twitchy highlights of her eyes, smell her scent. Bougainvillea, Dyer remembers. The woman has a tablet in one hand, taser in the other. The taser has an attached camera, and that camera has a light, and that light stays aimed at Dyer's face. Leanna Vance, the woman insists. There's no mistaking the American accent in those long nasal vowels as she reads from her tablet. As a licensed agent of Alphette Corporation and its court-appointed overseers, I am ordering you to cease and desist and arresting you for the theft and distribution of the intellectual property of Alphette et al., as registered in complaint Z980023. I am legally bound to warn you that under provisional treaty agreed 1-5-2042 between the U.S. and U.K., I am allowed any means necessary to secure and deliver you into custody up to and including non-lethal force. That means you try anything, bitch, and I will take you down and drag you to the U.S. Embassy. This has been one messed up day, and all I want is my money and some place to sleep for a week. Dyer still has a few maps in her jacket. She thinks for a second of pulling one out and open, of the neural cue flaring in the hoodie woman's face, of the hoodie woman falling through that window into the drop, of grabbing the taser, of running. But that would be running from everything she's made with higher works. Opt in, Dyer says instead, and raises her hands. In the flow around her, she feels 400 hearts hit the upbeat. On the far side of the room, oblivious, the wayward, Shimago, Mrs. John D. tap in perfect sync. The downbeat drops. A flare as all the blimp's lights come on. A virtual image of lone floating eyes opening. A blare of sampled horns. A shockwave of bass. Dyer sees the woman in the hoodie flinch, knows what's coming in the split second before she feels the taser darts hit her cheek, her throat. The discharge itself is lost beneath an impossible pain at the base of her skull. Her head snaps back, hits the wall, and then she's falling for what seems like a long time. She lands on her back, legs folded under her, hits her head again against the floor. The bricks feel rough and cool through her jacket. She's wedged against the wall, looking up. From this extreme angle, all the graffiti poster's paint comes together into a perfect anamorphic image. This paint stroke a lip, that shredded paper an eyelash, those overlapped flyers the shadow of a cheek, that sick canvas of the wall, that seemingly random accretion of junk. From Dyer's collapsed perspective, it is revealed as the image of a face. The face of her impossible woman. Of the ghost nano. Of Leanna Vance. The image, the face she sees now, is a neural cue. She feels the new nano trigger. A giddy rush outward, a new layer of input, a new level of sensitivity on top of the higher work stream. The feel of that rush, the taste of it, is familiar, like her own nano strains grown strange and wild. Feral, Dyer thinks. Feral, lost in the wilderness. A voice says inside her head, these are your strains, your works from the lab at Alphette. With limited tools and knowledge, the changes we have been able to make to the nano are small and slow. Another internal voice says, and another adds, Evolution, you could say, rather than intelligent design. But now that changes with you. The first says, this is not the ghost whisper from before. These voices are clear and real and utterly unfamiliar. We had limited access to your cortex before. Before you saw our cue. Dyer still can't move her eyes, can't feel her body. I didn't opt into this, she thinks. We had no choice. We had to plan for the worst case. And here it is. The woman in the yellow hoodie looms into view. She must be kneeling over Dyer's body. Come on, Vance, the woman says. In the face or not. That was the lowest setting. Do not screw with me. The nano created multiple discharge paths through your brain. With prompt treatment, there is a chance the damage is not fatal. The woman in the hoodie has leaned in close. She says, Jesus, what is that smell? Like burning circuits. Through the higher work stream, Dyer catches glimpses of the dancers, of her crew, her body. The woman in the hoodie, just a smudge against the wall, unnoticed. Who are you? Dyer thinks. Since that moment when self-awareness became awareness of other selves, we humans have left echoes of ourselves on others. This is perhaps the creation of identity, the definition of culture. And language, art, the book, the net, nano, these have flung those echoes farther. But those echoes still die away, as fast as memories fade and culture evolves. Until you created self-repairing nano. Locked away in a lab in Berkeley, Dyer thinks, behind layers and layers of safety measures. In those days after the crash, samples were stolen, sold, synthesized, made their way to the street. I took a hit and drifted and just kept drifting, dancing through other people's heads. From our scattered bodies gone, dozens, hundreds of us, and we've lost the way back. I can't help you, Dyer thinks. I don't know the way back, and if I did, I'm done with all that. The woman in the hoodie slaps her face. Dyer can see that out of the corner of her eye, though she doesn't feel it. She can raise her arm, though, sees it wobble above her. Far above, she sees the lights of Shimago's blimp. We don't want to go back, any more than you do. We live here now, our whole lives, in the flow from brain to brain. But the nano is glitchy, the passage treacherous. We need Leanna Vance's knowledge and Dyer's vision. Vision, Dyer thinks. She'd laugh if she could. The higher work stream has switched to the Stickum camera just over her head, her face in close-up, lit by the shifting spotlights of the blimp. The music cuts out mid-beat. Mrs. John Dee's voice cries, Dyer? But her own sight, broken as it is, the sound of the hoodie woman swearing, it's gone all glitched. Her own hand is all she can see, vibrating in a stop-motion blur. Seizure. Your brain a failed state, but there are others. It's your choice, but you need to make it now. What choice? Dyer thinks. This nano, it's a street, a window, a border. The crossing. That's your choice. Dyer's eyes have completely failed, but she can still see herself in the higher work stream through the Stickum camera, her lips peeled back from her teeth, a a trickle of blood from one ear. Opt in, Dyer thinks. Time to move on. And then she is flowing out of herself like the tide, body to body, mind to mind. A moment of mortal terror as she goes too wide. 400 bodies hanging in silence, 400 minds watching her own face in the higher work stream, and feels herself start to tatter, to dissolve. A moment of dizzy suffocation as she pulls herself too tight, scrabbles to find enough space for herself around the edges of a single couple's entwined thoughts. Dyer, oh God, Dyer, all right? Cal thinks all around her, oblivious to her presence. But Lily's luminous eyes seem to see her. Safe, Z thinks. A moment of complete disorientation as she looses the thread back to her own body, fears that it has broken at the other end. But the higher work stream is everywhere, a counter current to her own drifting. And that stream still holds her face in the feed from the Stickum camera. That sight is enough to orient her. Her body is there, the life in it slow and stubborn and still beating. And then the fear and confusion drops away. This flowing together, this connection through movement, is what dancers have always done. Since two first danced together, it's what her work has always been about. Both as Leanna Vance in her lab and as Dyer in 100 borrowed warehouses and vacant lots in as many cities. It's why Higher Works exists. Dyer flows across the crowd, leaping mind to mind, and now all she feels is ecstasy. Crowd surfing, she remembers, and the dozen dancers through which she is flowing feel her glee wash over them and laugh out loud. She swims against the current of the higher work stream, finds Shimago, the wayward, Mrs. John D. Their minds are open, familiar. Part of her was already here inside them. Dyer traces her own nano in their brains, finds the cortical connections, wills herself into their sight and hearing, plucks words from their minds and plays them back. So, ghost nano. Turns out it's not urban legend after all. It's the golden land, the shiny future. She wraps their fear and anger and confusion in her own joy, hears Shimago's growing understanding like a swelling chord, feels the wayward's rising joy like the sun on her face, is caught up swirling in Mrs. John D's determination. The ghost nano. How is it everywhere, in everyone? Dyer wonders. We've been spreading for years, searching for you. We have a presence, a ghost, if you will, across the world. Dyer watches, though Mrs. John D's eyes as the DJ pushes her way through the crowd toward the wall, toward Dyer's body. But that presence is thin. Too thin, we feared, to save you. The only way to be sure the nano would be strong enough when you needed it was to send it with her. The woman in the yellow hoodie is staring around, wild-eyed. Her hoodie has fallen back, revealing bruised eyes and a too-thin face. She can't be more than 18, 20. She looks like every user Dyer has ever seen, starting with herself. Running from something, running to something, in the flow. I am a licensed agent of Alphet Corporation, the woman says, waving first her tablet, then the taser. I'm a U.S. citizen. I've got a damned takedown notice. There's a frigging treaty. I order you to cease and desist this. The woman slides down the wall to squat next to Dyer's body, still waving the taser. Dee shoves the taser out of the way. If you've killed Dire, I will haunt you, which apparently is a thing we can bloody well do now until your dying day. She snarls. She kneels down, checks Dire's pulse, gasps a sigh of relief. I'm a licensed agent of... The woman looks at Dee. Look, I'm sorry, okay? I've got no choice. I don't know where else to go. Dire slips into her own body, opens her eyes. The lights of Shimago's blimp spin above her, trace the image of the face on the wall. Nano glitters in the beams. Dire inhales the mixed scent of bougainvillea and apple blossoms, a bubbling on her tongue. Dire expands with that breath, feels Dee's love above her, feels Shimago's calm and the wayward's delight as they kneel down by her. Dire feels the hoodie woman's churning confusion, her dread of returning empty-handed to a place, not a home, staggering one small step ahead of decay, despair, disaster, chasing a ghost even more elusive, more impossible than Dire's impossible woman. Something worn smooth by years of brick, stone, iron, concrete, carbon. Something scattered, 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 but still alive. Jocelyn, Dire says. The hoodie woman stares at her in astonishment. I don't know where we're going either, but I hope. You can come with us if you want. It's your choice. Dire raises a shaky hand toward the ghost Nano's neural cue. They all look up together. 2042-06-02 T 08:15 and 41 seconds plus 1 hour. Location data omitted. Contact. Target, Leanna Vance. Priority, AA. APH 2035.Z980023. Lost. Attachment, personal message. When you found me in that hell of a home and told me you had a job for a bright young thing like me, if I wasn't afraid to go, you said. If I was brave enough, you said. And anyway, you said, where else are you gonna go? Well, it's me asking that question now, giving you a choice you never gave me. I'm attaching it. When you are ready, just open it up and opt in. Kisses. Joe. Attachment. Image. 1. Click to open.